Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 15, verses 12 through 15. Jesus is speaking. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
In all of God's creation, just one aspect of it did not meet with his approval. He beheld Adam and said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." The Creator designed us for emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual closeness. Jesus explained this to his disciples, saying they should love each other as he had loved them. In a God-honoring friendship, two people build each other up and spur one another on toward Christ-likeness. Many people, however, fall far short of making and maintaining connections that sharpen their faith. In fact, the walls we build to keep people at a distance are often defenses against God as well. Many don't want him too close to their most personal business. But in learning to share freely with a brother or sister in Christ, those of us who are believers will likely develop the capacity to be more honest with God as well. Then our own maturing faith can be a stimulus for the faith of others to grow. Strong relationships begin with men and women who decide to risk their pride and comfort in order to love like Jesus. They recognize one reason we have friends is so we can motivate one another toward holiness. In a friendship of mutual trust and submission, two people will confess sin when appropriate, offer gentle reproof, and share burdens. That kind of vulnerability brings rich rewards.